你一星期上几次课？一星期 means a week. We use it a lot. For example, 一星期有七天。一年有五十二个星期。If we change it to a question, we'll say, 今天星期几? When we mention 次 and 每 in the video, they are both words for counting amounts. 次 is a measure word for counting how many times, such as 一次、两次。In the text, Chinese classes are 一星期两次。每次有多久呢? Then, 每 means every, such as 每天、每人。The response in the video is 每次两个钟头。钟头, we can also say 小时。They all mean hour. Let's take a look at the new words about time in the book.We are going to teach everyone time today. There are two important words to remember. They are 点 and 分. Sometimes, as in the picture on the screen, we say 八点. For this time, we say 八点十分. For this, we say 三点三十二分.About time, we also hear a lot of phrases like 上午、中午、and 下午. Those are different sections in a day. 上午 means the time in the morning. 中午 means the time around noon, or lunchtime. 下午 means the time from 1 in the afternoon to before dark.But if we are talking about a certain period of time, we would use 时候 or 天黑的时候。有时候我说中文,有时候我说英语 is a common expression. It doesn't really mean that we don't speak Chinese or English at certain times. There are many ways to use the word 从. In the text,There's a sentence. 从两点到四点。从到 is not only used for time, but also for locations. For example, 从家里到学校。This is a very practical and useful sentence. It's worth practicing again and again. Do you still remember 下午?Let's take a closer look at the word 下. In the text, the word 下 in the phrase 下课 means something has come to an end. When we finish our classes for the day, we say 下课. If we finish a working day, we say 下班. The opposite of 下 is 上. Today's last new word is 意思. It means something is very interesting.